SAP is committed to sustainability, which the enterprise software maker sees not only as a moral obligation, but also as a business opportunity. I asked Peter Graf, SAP's Chief Sustainability Officer, about SAP's definition of sustainability, the associated business benefits, and whether UK companies understand those benefits.
The way we define sustainability is pretty simple. For us, sustainability means balancing short and long-term profitability, and that can be achieved by holistically managing all three economic, environmental, and social risks and opportunities. So for us, sustainability really means driving profitability, and there's lots of examples how that can be achieved. And it really means treating the environment and the society not as externalities, but understand that they have a significant impact on your profitability. The second question you asked about how can actually people drive that type of profitability, what's the business benefit? We usually see five things. The first is they are driving down the cost to comply, either with the law or with requirements of big companies in their value chain. You see what Walmart and Procter & Gamble are doing. So here, IT can help just by streamlining the process. And unlike just throwing people at the problem of dealing with the 200 new environmental legislations that happen every year, you know, you use IT to have a less error-prone, more effective process. That's the first reason. Customers of SAP save usually a couple of $1 million doing this per year. Nova Chemicals is one of those companies, save $2 million in streamlining that process. The second reason why people strive for sustainability has to do with the sustainable workforce. So for once, companies understand more and more that the best graduates from the universities who have a choice where they work, they tend to work for companies who have a convincing sustainability strategy. You also want to make sure that you have a healthy workforce, you have a diverse workforce, because those make better business decisions. There's lots of research, for example, by McKinsey about this. And then you want to have a workforce that has the right skills. So here customers are using EHS solutions from SAP, for example, to provide, to increase the health of their workforce. But there is also, management systems like HR systems that can help there. The biggest business case is with the third example. This is where companies try to use less resource or energy and save money doing so. It's really a cost game. And what happens here is that companies like Valero, an oil and gas company in the US, they saved $120 million using SAP in 1 year, and SAP helped them create real-time visibility into the energy consumption of their refineries as an oil and gas company. This year, they included more refineries. They expect savings in excess of $200 million per year, so it's a very strong case. And then finally is that once companies have invested in the efficiency and consuming less, they're trying to market that to the consumer. So it's all about sustainable consumption. Here, SAP has worked with companies like Danone, helping them understand the footprint of an individual product on the shelf. So what's the carbon footprint of that yogurt, for example? This is all about marketing to new consumers, marketing in new markets, creating new niches. I mean, think of what Toyota did with the hybrid cars. Every car producer now has a hybrid in the mix. The fifth reason is really the one where companies go beyond the business case, because they understand for them to be around in the long run, something needs to change. Favorite example here includes Nestle. They understand for them to produce high quality food in the future, they need to make sure there's not too many droughts and floodings. Or Coca-Cola, if you want to produce Coke, which uses lots of sugar, which needs sugar cane, that requires lots of water, you need to make sure water protection is top of mind. And that's how businesses think about it. And that's SAP as well. We think we can't even sell enterprise systems 5 years down the road if sustainability isn't built in at the core, just like internet or globalization is a very natural part of our software these days.
Now, you mentioned quite a few US companies.
Yes.
What sort of traction have you had in the UK? Do companies here understand the business benefits, and are they actively pursuing those?
I think they absolutely do. And we got a couple of customers here that I'd like to mention. BG International Limited, large enterprise in the oil and gas space. They're using our EHS models in terms of worker safety. In the specific